Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Idly hey!
Welcome to another episode of The Brett Allen Show.
Prepare to be astonished!
A pop culture podcast. Join Brett weekly as he interviews your favorite celebrities from film, television,
I'm back in business, baby!
Comedy, and much more.
Inconceivable!
Plus, you never know who will stop by.
Dude, we are so gonna party!
Now, here is your host, Brett Allen.
It's another episode of The Brett Allen Show. Thanks for watching and listening today. We are chatting with Bay Area legend, football legend, actor, dad, entrepreneur. He does it all. I don't know how he has time to do it all. Mohamed Sanu, thanks for hanging out today. I appreciate it.
No problem, Brett. Thanks for having me, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah, I'm excited. Been looking forward to this conversation for a while. So you have a film that's out that you did with one of your friends there, Vernon Davis, and you just have a lot of other things going on. Let's talk about the movie and what people can expect when they get a chance to watch it.
Well, that movie was a message from Rihanna, and it was a scary movie, honestly. It was pretty cool. Vernon was the main character, and I was a police officer in that one. I didn't have too many scenes. It was little, but the next movie I did was called Devin's Day. I just shot it last week. It was fun. It was a cool experience. That should be fun. A little comedy. And then just been enjoying it. It's been cool.
Yeah, I can imagine, doing things that are different, and it's always a great experience. Just very curious. I mean, you are a free agent now and you're doing a lot of other different things. How has life been for you? What's been keeping you busy and occupied? I know that you're a dad too. So you wear many hats, my friend, for sure.
Yeah, man. I've just been, being a dad and working on the business side of things off the field and enjoying opportunities that, I've had with, little film. And training and just waiting my time and seeing what's the best option for me and go from there.
Yeah, I can imagine, especially in a position like yourself that you've been in, you just kind of have to wait for things to happen. I'm very interested in your story because I think what you do is fascinating. I mean, obviously playing football is huge. Of course, we mentioned you're a father. Now you're acting and you're working on business. What was it that interested you in playing sports? Like, where did that catch on for you? Was it an early on in life? So I'm very curious to find out where that was for you.
I've always been active and playing sports. My dad was a professional soccer player. So, that's always been embedded in me, being active, playing sports. So I played soccer when I was younger. And then just fell in love with football. And I just want to become an NFL player ever since about fourth grade.
And a great career you've had. Just sort of doing what you've done and sort of all your experiences, has there ever been any best advice that you've been given in your career, whether it's a father or whether it's playing football or acting? Has there ever been any advice that you've been given that has sort of sustained you and kept you going throughout the trajectory?
I've had tons of advice. And I mean, they've all centered around just being, true to yourself, being consistent, the values that you believe in and every day, challenges. You know that you're gonna face a lot of different things throughout the day, but it's, how you face them and how you approach them and meet those challenges throughout the day, whether you know, you meet them with that smile on your face, or you meet them with, you know, a chip on your shoulder, whatever it is. But you got to have a mentality and know that, you know, there's things that are going to come your day and you have to be ready for them.
Yeah, 100%. And I think that's important advice, really. I think sort of our situations that we experience in life can often be dictated by the way that we enter those experiences, if that makes any sense. Like what our mindset is, you know what I mean?
That's it. Like your mindset could change an experience for you in so many different ways, just because, you know, you may feel like, you know, you had a bad mood because, you know, your cereal may have been soggy or something, and you decided to get pissed off. And, you know, you go into something that may have been a life changing experience, but you're sulking and you run, and you just miss out on opportunity for something cool because you aren't, you know, accepting life freely, you know. So it's just little things. Just be open-minded and, you know, accept what life gives you.
Yeah, very, very true. Well, again, obviously, most people know you from sports and playing football. Of course, being in the Bay Area myself, the 49ers for sure, and just all the other things that you've been a part of. But what was it that interested you in acting? Like, what made you think about that and go,
honestly,
this is something
I want to do? Honestly, it was just something that, I love movies. I love actors, and I marvel at how they're able to take into shape and form of a character and bring it to life, whether you love that character or not, or you resonate with the character. So it's pretty unique to me to see, you know, different actors across the world, actresses and actors, actors across the world, just be able to, you know, adapt to accepting a role that they read upon and, you know, study. It's kind of like, you know, football, you know, it's performance. Like, you know, you like to give someone a certain feeling, and someone, like if someone is paying a certain fee to be attentive to what you're doing, what you worked up for, like you want to give them a great show. So I feel like acting is kind of one of the same. Like, and I don't know, one of my favorite actors, Chris Tucker. So I just love how he's able to take on different, you know, funny roles and, you know, embrace them. And I just feel like it's cool.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. And again, just to be able to expand your brand, of course, is important. I want to talk about that as we wrap here. Bean Talk, for people who might not be familiar what that is, you know, how people can sort of figure out about it and makes, you know, because you have a lot of great stuff on your website. I think you have some great swag. So I might be placing an order myself here when we're done talking.
Yeah, man. Have you on a beam, man. You be looking dripped down. I love it. Yeah, it's, I mean, Bean Talk is just a figure of speech, is an expression of what you want it to be. You dictate it, you know, like everybody has their own energy, their own wave, their own view of life. But it's how you decide to be on that wave, is how you decide to be on that being. So like Bean Talk is like, for instance, like you can make it whatever you want it to be. So if for instance, like your hat, like I could be like, oh, your hat's on a bean, or your t-shirt's on a bean. Or like if I could make it a physical object, like, oh, pass me that bean right there. Like, you know what I'm talking about, because I'm pointing directly at it. Or, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it could be whatever you want it to be. Or if you're feeling in a great mood, you'd be like, in a great mood, like, yeah, I'm on a bean. Like,
love it.
It's just like a positive vibe and figure of speech. So, you know, if you say something that somebody may like, or it is appealing to your ears, or you're liking, you say it's Bean Talk.
And we'll make sure to put a link to that in our show notes so our listeners and viewers can take advantage. I'm definitely going to. Muhammad, thank you for your time. I know you've had a very busy day and it's late where you are, but thanks for hanging out with me today. I appreciate it.
For sure, Brett. I appreciate you having me on.
That brings today's show to a close.
Goodly do.
Thanks for stopping by. If you enjoyed the episode, feel free to share it with a friend and subscribe. It's absolutely free. The views and opinions of the guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
Autobots, roll out.
Go home.